This is a Federal News Network podcast.
Coming up on today's Federal Newscast, the IRS taxpayer advocate wants more money budgeted for service and IT modernization and less for enforcement. The Biden administration wants more pay for federal firefighters. And the federal workforce is becoming slightly more diverse. Those stories and more in today's Federal Newscast. It's Friday, March 17th, 2023. Welcome to today's episode of the Federal Newscast. I'm Peter Masurlian. A Senate committee says a new electronic health system is having fatal consequences at the Department of Veterans Affairs. Federal News Network's Jory Heckman has more.
The VA says it understands what went wrong in previous deployments of its new EHR from Oracle Cerner. But members of the Senate VA committee say the agency recently notified them of six catastrophic events related to an EHR feature over the last couple of years. Members of the committee say four of those catastrophic events resulted in a fatality. The Oracle Cerner EHR is currently used by about 10,000 VA employees across five VA medical centers. Full-scale deployment would bring it to more than 170 total VA medical centers. Jory Heckman, Federal News Network.
The federal workforce is becoming slightly more diverse. Federal News Network's Drew Friedman reports.
Women now comprise 45% of federal employees. That's up one percentage point since 2020. The number of veterans in the federal workforce has also increased by about 1% in the last 2 years. Employees with disabilities make up 18% of the federal workforce, compared with 15% in 2020. That's according to data from the White House budget request. The Biden administration says it plans to continue collecting demographic data for the federal workforce in an effort to improve diversity, equity, inclusion, and accessibility. Drew Friedman, Federal News Network.
The Veterans Affairs Department kicks off the competition for its $60 billion IT services vehicle. Federal News Network's Jason Miller has the details.
Vendors, start your engines. The race is on to earn a spot on the Transformation 21 Total Technology Next Generation 2 contract vehicle. VA released the final solicitation for this potential 10-year multiple award contract with a ceiling of almost $61 billion. VA outlines 13 functional areas ranging from program management support to systems and software engineering to cloud computing. The current T4NG, awarded in 2018, is scheduled to sunset in March 2026. Bids on the final T4NG2 RFP are due by April 17th. Jason Miller, Federal News Network.
The Department of Homeland Security is putting some structure around its customer experience initiatives. Federal News Network's Justin Doubleday reports.
DHS is establishing a customer experience directorate this year. The department is requesting $10 million in its fiscal 2024 budget to build out the new organization. DHS has also brought on Dana Chisnell to lead the CX office. Chisnell's previously had multiple stints in the U.S. Digital Service. DHS's CX efforts are focused on high-impact service providers like the Transportation Security Agency and U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services. The department in recent months has hired more than 20 customer experience experts to help spearhead initiatives across its components. Justin Doubleday, Federal News Network.
More than 50,000 Defense Health Agency employees will be represented by the American Federation of Government Employees if the paperwork gets approved. The union filed certification requests with the Federal Labor Relations Authority to represent employees who transferred from other military services to DHA. The DHA union would be a new organization under the AFGE umbrella. If the approval goes through, about half the DHA employees would have representation under AFGE. The other workers would have representation with smaller unions or remain unrepresented. You're listening to the Federal Newscast. An IRS watchdog is asking Congress to redirect additional agency funding toward better taxpayer service and IT modernization. National taxpayer advocate Aaron Collins says only about 10% of the nearly $80 billion the IRS is getting in the Inflation Reduction Act will go toward IT and customer experience improvements. The rest is focused on enforcement and operations support. Collins says that the IRS making it easier for households to pay their taxes will help narrow a growing tax gap between what the agency is supposed to collect every year and what it's able to bring in. The General Services Administration is trying to bring some more standardization to how agencies manage federal properties. It's seeking feedback from agencies, industry, and others on draft real property management business standards as part of the government-wide shared services initiative. The goal is to drive real estate management consistency, equity, and standardization across the government. Comments on these proposed standards are due by April 7th. The Biden administration is asking for a big funding boost to help with recruitment and retention of federal firefighters. The White House budget request for fiscal 2024 includes increased funding at both the Agriculture and Interior Departments, where most federal firefighters are employed. The administration is also looking to ensure that all federal firefighters are paid at least $15 an hour and to establish a more equitable pay structure for the frontline employees. Overall, these proposed increases reach $316 million above the 2023 enacted level. Space Force's requested budget for fiscal 2024 would increase funding by 15% over the enacted 2023 budget. Among the force's fast-growing expansion plans is a commercial augmentation space reserve. The reserve space fleet would operate in a similar fashion to the existing air or maritime civil reserve fleets that are only called up when the military needs them. General Chance Saltzman, Chief of Space Operations for the Space Force, says the reserve fleet would be a good test of how much the private sector could potentially provide as a force multiplier and partner to the Space Force. Military agencies and defense contractors get new guidance to help with their zero-trust efforts. The National Security Agency this week released guidelines for advancing user security, one of the key pillars of zero-trust. The NSA document sketches out how owners of national security systems should handle identity, credential, and access management. Officials say identity-based hacks remain the most prevalent form of cyber attack. Find these stories and more at federalnewsnetwork.com. For the Federal Newscast of Friday, March 17th, 2023, I'm Peter Masurlian.